Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Star Fam? Thank you for tuning in. Listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. That track was We Are Alive from the Paul Bunting album Global. And we'll be listening to a couple more tracks later on the evening. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. It's Friday, 11-11-11. An amazing day. Of course, Starseed Energy Radio is brought by helixlife.com, the new interactive flower life board game. That's helixlife.com. Joining me on the show tonight, I'm going to go right into it, is Simeon. And Simeon had an amazing webinar today that I participated in. And it's so fortunate to have him on the show tonight. And for the next half hour or so, we're going to be doing a business facilitated by Simeon. So I'll be quiet for the half hour and Simeon will be taking over. And before we get into it, I just want to give a shout out to all the supporters as always, and a shout out to all the StarFam, Active Federation, everyone else listening. Thank you for joining us on the show. With that, Simeon, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jonah. Your voice is breaking up quite a bit. I'm having a hard time actually hearing you if you ask me questions. But I'm doing well. It's been a powerful day, 11-11-11. My gosh, we're actually here. It's hard to believe, huh?
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey so far. It's 27 degrees right now in when it gets sold, the internet goes down. So I'm sorry for being a little choppy on the show tonight, but it is the extreme weather. So with that, Simeon, I'm going to go ahead and let you take the show.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to move into a oneness meditation, and that's totally apropos, being there's six ones and 11, 11, 11, and more accurately, it's a oneness love meditation, which is the power of the one love in the universe that we all are in truth. And I've been working a lot with that particular energy, helping people step into it to find their own sense of self within it. And we're going to start with a opening heart-breathing unification process so that everybody that is linked in and listening, we're going to bring ourselves together into a cohesive group energy of light and of love to start the process of the oneness love meditation. And I'm going to put a little music on here in the background. And so just take a moment and go into your center of being, into your heart, and start slowly, deeply, and rhythmically breathing in and out through your heart. Just imagine that all the breath you're breathing in as a pranic energy is moving in through your heart center, and as you exhale, it goes back out. You can kind of imagine there's like a small little ember in your heart, and you're fanning it with the energy of your breath passing over it into a bright white flame. And as you start feeling that sense of peace that comes over your body with doing this process, that's reflecting biological changes that can be measured in a laboratory. They're not just a figment of your mind. And these biological changes open up our cortical centers of awareness so that we are better able to receive the higher awareness and consciousness of the oneness universe. And we are now going to visualize our group, all of us that are connected in a circle. And in the center of the circle is a pulsing golden white egg of light. And we're connecting our hearts into that golden white egg of light as we breathe in and out through our hearts. So now we are connecting through our heart breathing into a single object of light in the center of our circle, unifying us. As we connect our heart energy into this egg of light in the center of our circle, and it starts feeding out and expanding an aura of light around it to encompass us all within it, the egg of light expands, and we are now really within the egg of light. We call upon all the Metatronic Councils of Light, the higher dimensional beings that guide the evolution of the Earth, to be present with us here today. To guide the pure transmission of oneness love energy through our beings for the benefit of all humanity. And we specifically call upon a high priestess in the seventh dimensional temple of Lakina. Lakina meaning the perfection of all through love. Her name is Shira Elfana. She is a master of the divine tone. And her specialty is mirroring our divinity back to us, amplifying our divine flame within us so that we know the truth of who we are. And she reminds us that we are beings of oneness love in a world of limited form. And we have come to play and experiment with the patterns of energy in our world. Everything within the reality we know is an assemblage of patterns of energy within patterns of energy within patterns of energy. And each of these patterns of energy has its own unique vibration and color. And some of these patterns may seem dark to our limited vision, or they form what is like a kaleidoscope, overlapping each other. And in the world that we are in, these patterns can be very complex. And so they become what we call dense. But there is yet a beauty within these patterns. A beauty that is only revealed when we can shine the light of our oneness love through them. And therefore, that is their purpose. Because when we can shine our oneness light through these patterns and reveal the beauty within them, our expression of love is unique. For no two circumstances and the patterns they represent are ever the same. They're like snowflakes. And when we turn the light of our oneness love through these patterns and shine it and express it, we create a new pattern of love. And the beauty of that new pattern of love becomes recorded forever within the universal heart crystal, what we could call rightly the heart of God. And there we live forever through our acts of love. And here is where we find our purpose in existence itself. The whole reason that we as souls were born into the universe was to express our oneness love through patterns of unique energy. In a star seed, we have moved through many different realms, many different planetary worlds, many different star systems, doing just this, expressing our oneness love within the patterns of energy there, expanding the beauty and the textures and the colors and the radiance of love in the universal heart crystal. And every time we express the beauty of our love and create a new pattern that becomes imprinted within the universal heart crystal, all beings in all dimensions, all throughout the universe, instantly receive an expansion of the beauty of the love that they are too. And so all beings throughout the universe are continually expanding their beauty through their expressions of love and the beauty of all beings that they are one with through the universal heart. And the universal heart is a living light form of magnificent proportions. Take a moment to tune into it. It is a living light form. It is vibrating. It is effervescent. It is iridescent. It has colors within it that the human eye knows not. It is holographic. It is the most exquisite thing we can ever embrace. For it is the aggregation of every expression of love that has ever occurred in any dimension by any being in this universe. And it's constantly growing. Love is complete unto itself, but its beauty can be expanded infinitely. Allow this living light form of the universal heart to come to you whatever way. That it wishes to come and embrace you uniquely. Feel it pulsing now within your heart. Feel its immense hologram of love informing every cell of your being about its true purpose for existence itself. For here in the portal of 11-11-11, we must remember. We must remember why we are here. And that is to express our oneness love. To let it shine through the patterns of energy here. The kaleidoscope in the dark has no beauty. When we shine the light through it is when we see the beauty of its patterns of energy, all the brilliant colors combining. The power of our oneness love is unstoppable. Shira Elfana says to us that we must not seek our power in the limited ways of the world. It will only tie us up and bind us to the duality. She calls us to liberate ourselves by focusing only on our true power and oneness love. And should we encounter difficulty, as we will in this world, we must remember it is an opportunity to express the oneness love that we are. That is all. To shine our oneness love light through the pattern, whatever it is, to embrace it, to not take it personal. And we can say these words to affirm this here and now in the portal of 11-11-11, where the universe is offering us the power of our oneness love at a whole new octave of experience. I choose oneness love for myself and my world. I bring the sacred tone of divine accord into my being and my world. I weave new pathways of light amongst all the sacred energy centers on my beloved planet and within my world. I choose oneness love for myself and my world. I choose oneness love for myself and my world. It is a choice. I choose oneness love for myself and my world, meaning all of our brothers and sisters who may not be aware enough to make such a choice. We choose it for them. Through our own expression, through our own being, and through extending our oneness love to them. Not with judgment, which only separates and divides and causes more pain, but with unity and compassion, awareness and understanding. And the power of our oneness love expressing as we join our hearts together for this purpose from this point forward on our planet is unstoppable. If we seek not the power of the world, but the power of oneness love, the limited ways of the world have nothing over us, nothing. You cannot tax oneness love. You cannot put it in a cage. You cannot imprison it. And you cannot regulate it. It is a power that is unbounded by any of those things. Only we can stop the expression of oneness love within ourselves. Outer things only give us the excuse for doing that. So let us release all of our excuses now through the portal of 11-11-11 and ask for the support of the Metatronic Councils of Light and the legions of angels singing the sacred tone here today. And let it ring throughout our being with the vibration of oneness love, so that never again shall we have an excuse. We may falter, but we'll recognize the cause is within us. We should not blame anything outside of us because we didn't express our oneness love. We will take back our power right now. It's always been here right inside of us. Our power to express oneness love no matter what is happening in our world. And it will grow. Because when you express oneness love to someone else, and you do so in an unrestrained manner, you just let it flow to them, it quickens them to what they are too, which is oneness love. They recognize themselves in that, and they want to live up to it. And they will start to follow the pattern. And the power of oneness love will ignite like a divine flame on this planet. And it will banish everything we call darkness from our world. But it starts here in us, with the divine flame of oneness love. Our commitment to express that no matter what. Something arises that causes us to want to go off some other direction, and it does happen. We come back and say, I choose oneness love for myself and my world. I will not allow anything to take me away from that choice ever again. That is the one choice we must make. And we must make it repeatedly. We must be persistent, divinely persistent. And as we do, Spirit shall meet us there in that place. It will give us the right kind of strength to continue from the place of oneness love, no matter what's going on. To live life in a new way from the place of oneness love. To cast aside all the fears that tell us we'll never survive doing that. That's the illusion. We've bought into it. Time to step free. The holy tone of 11-11-11 is ringing strong in our hearts. We've gathered here in this moment, here today, to be quickened by our brothers and sisters in high places who are but a part of us. And they're here to support us in this, because our only real illusion is that we're somehow alone and got to do this all ourselves. It's good we take responsibility for what we experience, but we're not alone. It was never intended that we would accomplish our transformation all by ourselves. We must call upon our brothers and sisters in high places, the masters. For we too have aspects in those places. And as we call upon them, we actually call upon our own higher aspects as well. We are all one. So here in our egg of light, unified as a group, we have made the commitment, the sacred commitment to the way of oneness love. Let it be emblazoned within the very cells and DNA of our being. Ask the cells of your being to take this vibration of oneness love and record it as who you are, as your only identity, and release everything else through the portal of 11-11-11. Anything that restricts or binds you or holds you back, you can let it go now. For the power of the oneness love within you is your true identity. And as you align to it, you will feel the greatest freedom and liberation you have ever known. Even while you're still here in a world of limitations, a world of form with all kinds of problems, you will know liberation inside of yourself. And you'll be able to be present with the oneness love and the power of it amidst all of this. And just by your mere presence, you will transform it. You don't have to do anything but be what you are. Allow it to emanate out of you. So let us just take a moment in the final phase of this meditation and go deep, deep, deep within our beings in gratitude for the assistance that's being given to us today through the portal of 11-11-11 by our Metatronic brothers and sisters in high places, by the Masters, by the Angels, by the Archangels, and by the power of our own divinity, our own oneness love. And recognize that you are a member of the Metatronic Councils of Light, manifest here on this plane. And as such, to express your oneness love is your greatest responsibility. And as we conclude, there is a pillar of light coming down through our egg, through the center of our group, anchoring the highest dimensions of the heavens into the center of our earth. And we are forever bounded together within it. In sacred service to the oneness love on our earth. We may never meet each other, but we are bonded in oneness love. And our power will be made manifest together in this way. And so it is. Take the power you have felt inside your being here today forth into the world with you, and let nothing stop it. I love you.
Wow. That's all I could say to that one. Thank you, Simeon.
You're welcome, Brother Jonah. I could really feel the power coming through on that. She-Ra Ilfana was just pouring it in.
Yeah, there was a point during the meditation where my whole front of my body was hurting. I'm still feeling a little... Yeah, that was amazing. And what an amazing day and amazing year it's going to be. I could feel it coming.
I feel that. I too feel just a tremendously bright light about to manifest on our planet. And, you know, all these star seeds that are connecting into your show, they're the hope of our world. And She-Ra Ilfana, she really just wanted to really come through and reinforce the power that they have within them in their oneness love, and just not let anything stop it. We need to break out of the limitation of linearity and realize that our world can transform a lot faster than we think if we let this power loose.
Absolutely. That's what's so great and fortunate about. We even have the internet, and we're so fortunate to connect like this, and it's such a powerful action. Yeah, and Simeon, give out your full name and your website where we can tell the listeners where we can hear some more or work and some more information for future webinars that you're doing.
Yeah, my name is Simeon Nartumid. I use the middle name Kira, Chi'Ra, and my website is CosmicConsciousnessOnline.com. There's a lot of really great free stuff there, and I have a lot of articles and MP3s and videos and different things there. And it's all very high Metatronic vibration stuff, and I work with the Masters and the Metatronic Councils of Light. And the whole focus is to really bring people into their power like we were working with in the meditation today. Know your power, know your truth and oneness love, and nothing can stop you.
have such a strong message, and that's what I continually say on the show, is that we're all leaders, every single one of us, and it's time for everyone to step into their master and step into the leader role, because that's what we need, all of us to come together. There's a lot of important work to do, especially in this year ahead.
Absolutely, yeah, and if you go to my website at CosmicConsciousOnline.com, on the upper right, there's a button you can push for subscribing to my newsletter, and you'll get a free gift for doing that also, which is an ebook on a heart breathing for ascension process. Wow. And it's a great ebook. I use the techniques in this meditation, and there's some very advanced techniques with it. I explain the science behind it in the ebook, and so that it's helpful a lot of times when our conscious mind understands what the basis of something is. It's not just somebody's grand idea. It actually has a scientific basis. So anyway, that book is free for subscribing to my list, and then you would also get notice of the articles I'm releasing and the webinar events, the transmissions that I do, the higher level transmissions, because my webinars are very different than most webinars. They're high level energy transmissions. I use a lot of really powerful energy art, custom energy art. I'm a digital artist also in them. And Jonah can speak to that.
Yes, I was just interrupting you, but absolutely, the artwork that you put forth is just amazing. I was even looking at it today in your webinar with my father, and the artwork, I was like, it might take him hours to do it. And they're such powerful images, and your webinars are great transmissions. I have to say that's exactly how it explains. When I tell it to my friends, I'm like, you got to, get on Simeon's webinar, energy, because straight transmissions, and I experience different experiences every time. And that's why I know that things are real, things are coming, and you can't lie to your body if you feel something. And that's what keeps, keeping us all coming back and keeping us all moving forward, is feeling the vibration, feeling the energy now. And it's an amazing time to be here.
Yes, yes, exactly. And so anyway, yeah, I welcome anybody who's listening into my global community, which right now is focused through the newsletters, but I am working to put together some things that will provide more of an online interface where people can also share more easily with each other too. So
actually, Simeon, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. And with that, we're going to listen to another music track and come back and hear from Julian and Andrew. So listen to this next, Paul Van Dyke. And welcome back. You're tuned in and listening to Starkey Energy Radio. That track was Beautiful Place from Paul Van Dyke's album Global. And now joining us on the show, two exciting guests I'm so happy to have on the show. It's an honor to have you guys, especially on 11-11. We have Andrew Jenner and Julian. Thank you both for coming to the show. How are you guys feeling?
Thank you.
Andrew, you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. So, how you? Well, Andrew, how was your day today?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit there. What'd you say?
How was your 11-11 today? How was your day so far today?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. I had a really good one today. Definitely felt the connection, and now I can't wait for Triple 12 next year.
What's up? And Julian, how was your 11-11-11 today?
Beautiful. And I especially enjoyed the meditation with Oneness Love. That connected everything I've been experiencing, and looking forward for more on this activation day.
Yeah, absolutely. Sion lays down some light like never experienced, to say the least. And it was great to have him on the show. And why it's so exciting to have you both on the show is because, Andrew, you're the new film documentary, basically, director of Electronic Awakening. And Julian also part of that with his key entertainment. And it's an amazing documentary that's out. And Andrew, why don't you tell the listeners about the Electronic Awakening, how it came to you, how you got started, and how it's taken off.
Well, the film, you kind of opened up a little bit there. The film is about the spirituality of electronic music culture. It began as my thesis project to finish my degree in anthropology 5 years ago, when I was still getting my degree in anthropology, and I decided to continue it from that initial what started as a 50-page paper, which is now a complete documentary film, feature-length documentary film, and a book that I'm working on publishing here pretty soon. So it's grown quite a bit in the past few years, and it's my own personal investigation as an ethnographer into my own self-discovery of the mysticism of electronic music culture and the experiences of oneness, of transcendence on the dance floor, what that means for the culture, how that's evolved the culture over time, and what that means for the future of where the culture is heading. And so, it's been comprised, and a lot of the points of my research have been highlighted into, the film, which is only an hour and 20 minutes, but it tells the story of the cultural evolution of rave culture from, rustic underground warehouses in the 90s to kind of the more spiritual outdoor, more intentional gatherings that we see now. And it, goes into, big events like Earth Dance, which we're seeing now is happening, 360 locations around the world. It's a, synchronized ritual, synchronized dance ritual that happens every year. Events like Burning Man, of course, which has grown by leaps and bounds, which the, electronic music culture has had a, huge, huge footprint in that scene. And just kind of talks about how all these, this emergent kind of festival, new age, new consciousness culture that, is very prevalent now and, definitely starting to, break into mainstream culture, how this all came about, where this comes from, and what the role that dance and transcendence and the music, of course, played in the evolution of all this.
Yeah, it's amazing because knowing the information that I know and who I really am, and look back, the electronic music I've been listening to since I was an early teen for 20 years now talks about so many of our truths in it. And I think subconsciously it's opened up a lot of my my openness to a lot of these energies and things that I'm learning about now, as all of us. And it's a music of oneness, just like meditation. I've always find it electronic music sort of my meditation sometimes when I dance. And, you know, it's amazing. Julian, how did you get involved with the project of the movie?
Well, at first I was helping Andrew with gathering music, and we put some powerful music in the film. We have Spangle, we have The Crystal Method, we have Random Rab, Future Primitive. I mean, the list goes on. We cover Psytrance with Cosmosis, Biosphere, Bird of Prey, and it was really a beautiful evolution of the film. And then I became more involved, and I stepped in as an executive producer. And the thing that really, really I admire about Andrew's work here is that he does tell a story about his experience of rave culture, but he does it through the narration of very powerful key people in history, in current history right now, people like Daniel Pinchbeck and Alex Gray and Ken Kesey and Eric Davis, Starhawk. We even have Goa Gill. So it's not only the message of what his experience, it's also all of the stories that these powerful figures have to say and how they can help us, you know, open our minds to the beauty of electronic music and how that relates to consciousness. And I think the one key word or one key phrase that really says it in the film for me is electronic music is spiritual technology. I mean, that about says it all for me, because that's what allows us that transcendence. And you know, it's shamanic. It's been happening since the beginning of time.
Yeah, just the basics, beats and the drums is indigenous, you know, culture on the planet, and we're just using, synthesizing it to a new technical age, basically. But it's the same that for thousands of years transforming humanity, and now it's playing a very crucial role to what's happening on the planet. And Andrew, how do you see the movie affecting people, and where do you see it going in the future? I know you're having a lot of screenings coming up.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time for us in the project. You know, originally, I'll just tell you first, my intended audience for this film when I first began was outsiders to the culture. You know, as I began myself as an outsider myself coming into the scene for, you know, with the intention of, you know, making this film, you know, I went to my first party, you know, with a camera to start this documentary and to start my research. So of course, from my perspective and from my lens, I'm looking for, you know, the meaning of these experiences and the, you know, the context for which, you know, these experiences are translated by the culture from, you know, how anyone within the culture would have experienced it through their own personal, you know, evolution and transformation within the group. And so what I immediately wanted to share with the rest of the world was kind of what I learned about the, you know, what I learned about the culture, what I saw as happening within these events, and kind of share that with those outside of it who didn't really necessarily understand, you know, what the culture was all about. Because I think the media has really, you know, mistreated and misled, you know, kind of the underlying, you know, message and narrative of rave culture. And I think that there needed to be something, you know, really powerful said about, you know, basically about the spiritual component of it and how much it had changed people's lives and, you know, continuously has changed people's lives over all the years. Something that's generally left out of the scene whenever the media, you know, puts an exposure to it. So that was my initial intention, and now that it's completed, I'm really excited after all these screens to find that people actually within the scene, everybody's sharing with me that what they're seeing in this film is their own personal story. It's they're all their own individual stories told in this film. You know, they're telling me, oh, I'm finally seeing something that is giving credence and context to what I've been feeling inside for so many years, but haven't been able to talk about it, didn't know how to talk about it, didn't know how to explain it, and then all of a sudden you've got this film of everybody that you share, you know, the memory of that experience with, talking about that experience, and it's backed up with, you know, all sorts of, you know, scholars, doctors, anthropologists, sociologists, you know, religious studies scholars that are, you know, explaining it along with the narrative of the experience. And so it's provided a, you know, really strong
foundational basis, I think, for people to kind of take the translation of the experience and just talking about the experience to another level within themselves, which I'm really excited that it's doing that. And something else that's been really exciting too is I've had a few people come up to me after seeing the screening and say, "Oh, this is amazing! Now I finally have something that I can show my parents, and they'll understand, and they can get what I've been doing for so many years, but had no way to express what was going on and what was happening for me." So I'm really excited that it's doing that for people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such an important tool, especially for this time and this transformation of the planet. And it's a tool and information, and that's what's so powerful about it, is because it's a voice for all of us. I've watched the film that you have, and have it on my website, and it's also available at StarCityEnergyRadio.com. And what do you see for Julian. Julian, what do you see for the future of, like, Key Entertainment, what you're doing, and future projects to help raise consciousness? Are you guys working on anything else, or what else is coming up that you guys are doing?
Yeah, I have a few projects that I'm considering right now, and as long as they revolve around electronic music and consciousness, that's really the main thing. But I want to go back to the trailer that you mentioned, because that trailer is actually about 2 years old, and we're about to release a brand new trailer, and you'll be one of the first to get it to share with your audience. And at electronicawakening.com, you can see all of the screenings. We have a really, really beautiful schedule of screenings coming up. We have Miami in December 21st. We have Australia in the 23rd of December. We just confirmed South Africa. We did beautiful, beautiful screenings in Burning Man, Earth Dance. We're going to be at Rainbow Serpent in Australia also. So it's really exciting. All the information is at electronicawakening.com, and also our Facebook page, which really you can see the community and the people all over the world coming together. So that's also a really good portal to meet like-minded people and get to be more part of this movement.
That's what's up. And you could also check out your website at keyframe-entertainment.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. If you really want to know, my next project revolves around Israeli artist called Captain Hook, and he's bringing a whole new level of music. It's called trance step, dubstep, and trance mixed. And we're gonna put a consciousness. We're gonna put some film behind it, and we're gonna create something new.
That's what's up. That is the time for it, and that's what we should all be doing, is creating things right now and staying in happiness and bliss as much as we can, and distorting those negative things out of our life and just transmuting light and love right now. And Andrew, what are your future projects? What's going on with you? Before we go, last comments or give a saying or something to the listeners out there.
Well, a big part of my research into this, a lot that my book that I'll be coming out with here in a couple of months goes deeper into, is the relationship between 2012 and the kind of the mythos and phenomenology that surrounds that date and that concept and meme, and its relationship to electronic music culture. That's the deeper part of my research and the majority of what my book is about. And the next project I've been working on is with there's another anthropologist that's really big in the scene. If anybody really wants to read something that goes really deeply into rave culture and religion, I suggest looking up Graham St. John. He's a religious studies scholar, anthropologist out of Australia that's done a lot of really amazing, published a lot of really amazing books about rave culture and religion and the spirituality of electronic music culture. And I've been working with him on actually trying to get an episode web series out in the year 2012, documenting the year as kind of a year in time of framing how human culture is actually changing and how human culture is actually transforming, planet-wide in that year, and try to create it as an episode series and web series as it's happening, of course, leading up to the name of the show is Into the Center of Infinity, and it's of course leading up to that date on December 21st, 2012, and all the things that come into play
towards the the gatherings and parties and whatever is to come on that date.
That's what's up, and thank you again both for joining us. It was an honor to have you guys in the show, and especially on this amazing date of 11-11-11. And again, check out electronicawakening.com, and I'll be talking to you two a little later on in about 20 minutes on the next radio show, which is Evolver Planet Radio, for all the Starseed Energy Radio listeners. You can check that out. And thank you both for coming to the show. And with that, Star Fam, it was an amazing day in meditation to be with you all, and I will see you all next Friday. And with that, we're going to leave with a little Paul Van Dyke.
Hello, this is Nico, and thank you for listening to my music on BBS Radio. I'd like to invite you to check out my website, nicoonline.com. That's N-I-K-O online.com. If you sign up on my email list, I'll give you 20 free MP3s, the sun, the moon, the stars being one of them. If you enjoy inspirational music with a message of hope and love expressed in very creative ways, then I think you'll enjoy my songs. Again, my website is nicoonline.com, and thanks for listening to BBS Radio.